What am I supposed to do? I don't have what it takes to save someone. This can't be happening to a nobody like me. No, I'm just dreaming, and this will all be gone when I wake up. Jack shut his eyes, hoping that his sister would be back once he opened them. He knew that this was unlikely to happen, but he was in denial of accepting the fact that Maggie's fate depended on him. When he opened his eyes, everything was exactly the same, except his world seemed a bit more hopeless and dark. Clouds were just as gray, and the once busy streets had died down, as if the town knew Jack's life was turning upside down. After contemplating about whether to go to the police or not, Jack decided to go out and search for Maggie himself. He went to every single apartment and house in New York and asked every single person if they'd seen his sister. Where are you, Maggie? At least give me a sign of some sort. Just one clue that'll get me closer to finding you. Hours had passed since Jack first knocked on someone's door in hopes of Maggie opening it, and yet he stood in the middle of nowhere, ready for a meltdown. He was determined to find Maggie, but he was losing hope at the same time. Right when he was about to start crying hysterically, his phone vibrated. A message from an unknown number appeared.